దిస్ లలితా సహస్రనామ కమ్స్ ఇన్ బ్రహ్మాండ పురాణ. దేర్ హయగ్రీవ, హూ ఇస్ అన్ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ లార్డ్ విష్ణు, హి టెల్స్ వన్ ఆఫ్ ద మోస్ట్ ఫేమస్ రిషీస్ నోన్ ఎస్ అగస్త్య. సో మెనీ థింగ్స్, ఆల్ ది సీక్రెట్ థింగ్స్ అబౌట్ ద గ్లోరీ ఆఫ్ ద డివైన్ మదర్. అండ్ దేర్ హీ టెల్స్ వాట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ద దుర్గా సప్తశతి ఆర్ ద దేవి మహాత్మ్య అండ్ ఎవర్ సో మెనీ థింగ్స్. దెన్ అగస్త్య ఆస్, సర్, ఐఎమ్ వెరీ థ్యాంక్ఫుల్ టు యూ, యూ ఆర్ రివీల్ టు మీ యూ ఆర్ లాట్ అబౌట్ ద డివైన్ మదర్, బట్ వన్ మోస్ట్ ఇంపార్టెంట్ థింగ్ యూ హ్యావ్ లెఫ్ట్ అవుట్, దట్ ఈస్ కాల్డ్ ద లలితా సహస్రనామ. ఐ హవ్ హెర్డ్ ఇట్ ఈస్ సపోజ్ బి వెరీ సీక్రెట్, బట్ టెల్ మీ, వాజ్ ఇట్ ఎ క్యాజువల్ ఒమిషన్ ఆర్ వాజ్ ఎ డెలిబరేట్ ఒమిషన్ ఆన్ ది గ్రౌండ్ దట్ ఐఎమ్ నాట్ ఫిట్ టు హియర్ ద 1000 నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద డివైన్ మదర్ లలితా పరమేశ్వరి? Hayagriva says with a smile, yes, everything about her can be revealed, but this is supposed to be the most precious and the most secret one, which normally it is not revealed to anybody at all, even to the greatest of maharishis. But now that you have asked, yes, we have been so avidly, with an avid interest, we have been hearing the entire thing. I appreciate you for your devotion, and you are definitely fit for it. And normally the rule is, never tell anything unasked. Na prishta kasachit bruyat. This is the general tenet. Never, never, of your own accord, you tell anything to a man unless he asks you. You cannot call a fellow and say, hey, you come here, I am going to give you diksha. He has not asked for it. So normally, this is done only to impress a man sometimes. Oh, my guru was so nice. He called me, his ego is satisfied. It is the guru who called him. But that's wrong according to all the things. You cannot give anything unless asked. Yes, the one case where it was transgressed, it's my own case. My guru gave me Matarisha absolutely unasked. For nearly 3 years now, I've been coming regularly to Guruji, to my Gurudev. But everybody was telling me, hey, our Guruji is already 78 or 79, like, there's no time. At any time he may leave his body. Come on, you go and ask him for Mother Diksha. I was so satisfied, 100%, by just being with him, by seeing him. So I thought everything else is unnecessary. And I thought within myself, if my guru is so great as to know everything, well, he will himself give it. What should I ask him? And on his own birthday in 1959, he called me and gave me diksha. So this is one case. So great people can transgress in some cases, but in some cases, they are done to impress people. There's a great man known as Keshav Das. One, he was singing beautifully. I've been to UK and singing and all these, no more alive. He was in Bangalore. In his days, he used to go to the north, south, everywhere, and he used to be doing bhajans. He went to Bombay, just in the little opposite house, in a big house. There's a great VIP, his name was Bishwas. She's the director of the archives of all the cultural activities in India, the picked up ones, the selected ones. and it belonged to Tatars. So they didn't want the present day, so many cultural activities, dramas, music concerts, they should be lost to the world. So all the best one of them have been completely recorded in the DVD or cassettes, and they have been kept there in the archives, very well preserved. This man Keshav Das had good ideas, everything about him. So one day morning he just walked into his house and he knocked on the door. Yes, I am Swami Keshav Das. He's not a Swamiji, Swami Keshav Das. I was told yesterday night by the Lord that I have to come and give you Mantra Diksha. He was so happy, see. His ego was bloated. See, the God wants him to come, I never asked. And he gave him. It's all right. Anyway, he gave me a fat dakshina also, no doubt. Not to say, even though he was telling, no, no, I don't require. That's all. This was told to me by Dr. Vishwas, that Mr. Vishwas himself. And he went in some connection with the person known to him. See, well, I'll explain one thing to you. Perhaps I don't think they would have explained it. In Sloka 179 it comes, Jnanamudra Jnanagamya. What is Jnanamudra? See, in the general puja, which is called the Panchayatana puja, that is what happens is, the great Adi Shankara,
put this down.
The great Adi Shankara had introduced what is called the Panchayatana Puja. In every house, a householder should do that. What is Panchayatana Puja? The Puja of Five. The Puja of Five are say Surya, Ganesha, Vishnu as Shaligrama, and Ganesha, there is a red stone available in some particular river that is brought and kept. No statues or other things are not allowed, only stones. So the Surya means there is a white half globular this thing available, that is called the Surya, that has to be kept. Then Devi. Then the middle is Parameshwara or Lord Shiva. Lord Shiva has the Bonalinga. Only Bonalinga can be kept. Bonalinga is a straight one which is available in the Narmada River in the earlier days till the dam came and completely that kunda was closed where it was available, known as Davadi Kunda. It was closed. So now what all you get there, they're all artificially made. The stones are completely honed to a size by simple machines. Then I forgot the term. Adityam, Ambikam, Vishnum, Gananatham, Maheswaram. This is the shloka. These are the five. Adityam, Ambikam, that is the mother. Then Vishnum, the third is Vishnu as Shaligrama. This is available in the Gandaki Nadi in Nepal. You cannot go and pick it up. It comes in a big torrent, like the water comes. If you put your little finger in it, it will be completely cut off and taken off. If you go and stand there, they cannot pick your bones anywhere. It's such force and speed it takes and goes. There, so many particular stones are all simply cut into pieces, big pieces, small pieces, very, very minuscule pieces. They're all floating there. There are people who are experts. They go and suddenly they pull it to one side. Thus you get it. That place is called beyond. There's some place called, I think it's called Yoganarayana or something. So there,
Gandaki
Nadi. So there it is available. Then, Aditya Bhagavan Vishnu, Gannatham, Gannatha, I told you, for Lord Ganesha, there is a red stone which is available. Then for Maheshwara.
All in the
so
same
Adityam, Ambika, Vishnu, Ganatha, Maheshwara. All of them are in the form of stones. The mother also is in the form of a stone, another red type, different red.
No.
So these are all there. So these are all handed over from father to son, son to father. So it comes in the parampara for how many days one never knows. It has been, I think, for 7 generations they were kept. And my father discontinued the daily worship. He used to do the worship once in a while. And later on it was given because I was not fond of doing any pujas, formal pujas. So it was given to my younger brother. And formally he was doing something without love, without faith. That was all being done for some time. I don't know, he's still there in his family. Nobody's interested in it, he's lying in one corner. That's there. But it's as a family heirloom like, it was being handed over from generation to generation. So then he introduced all these 5. And in the general puja to Lord Maheshwara, as also to Devi, he introduced certain gestures. Like this, and doing like this, like this. So many gestures. And especially 10 gestures, Dashamudra Samaradhyaya, it comes at the end. So 10 mudras are famous for her. What does it do? Yes, it has been made part of a ritual other people will not do. Actually, if you do certain things like this, certain portions of the body where due to age and all that, the prana shakti or the vital elan, the known as the vital energy, it does not go. It's always circulating everywhere and keeping it in good condition. So if it doesn't go, that particular portion gets degenerated. It may give rise to illnesses, ailments, and incurable diseases and all that. So by doing this, it redirects the pranic energy to such places.
Oh. Ah. That is called mudras.
They are called mudras. And there, the jnana mudra is most important. Because there, the prana shakti is so concentrated on those parts where you have to concentrate on the Lord continuously, on the Supreme Lord. And this takes you. And it denotes the highest philosophy. The Jnana Mudra means where in your hand, extend all your fingers and then you join the thumb with the next finger. Like this. What does it denote? This denote that Tattvamasi. Tat means the Supreme Brahman, the final, the only reality. And Tvam means the Jivatma like you and I. Right? Now the same thing is indicated here. Because when you point out somebody else like him, you, so when you point out to you in the divine thing, it says you, Abir, you, Shantananda. Right?
Right.
Tate. Then, tate means that. So that is pointed out by this, that.
Mm.
This represents that. This represents that I. Mm. That I. How is it? However, fine. So this represents I. This I and you are the same. The I and that are the same.
Mm.
This is denoted by that. They are identical. Tattvamasi is indicated. The greatest Mahavakyas is indicated by the gesture.
So
if there is a final gyan, it is called the Jnana Mudra. Mudra means gestures.
So the Divine Mother does like this.
It's given from Dakshinamurti. Whoever gives you that that instructions, spiritual instructions. So, as Kamatri, she is supposed to give Deshigarubhena Darishitabhyudaya. She comes as the guru and then tells you the way to the highest. Darishitabhyudaya. Abhyudaya means your final prosperity. So, she is showing you the way to the final prosperity. Deshigarubhena. As a guru, she comes. So, Deshigarubhena Darishitabhyudaya.
This morning only when I was going around Bar, see, I saw Lord
Dakshinamurti
and I thought of this mudra.
And he told me. So, all these things won't be explained in the commentaries and full.
What are the other Gurujis?
So many Ashwini mudra, so many mudras are there. I myself do not know. We are the only mudra I know. That's all. We are this required for spiritualities. The other mudras we don't care. So, when we are trying to negate the body itself, then why should you bother
with keeping it?
Nothing else. Like this, they do. So many things are there. Then.
Today, Esther was doing some mudra.
Eh?
She was doing some mudra
also. mudra means?
Gestures.
Mudra. Gestures. Movement. Hand gestures. Gesture. Like these. Yeah. These are all called gestures. This is a gesture. So these gestures are called mudra.
Guruji, Om Bhakti Gamyaye Namaha, Om Bhakti Vashyaye Namaha. Salutations to the Divine Mother who is attained through true devotion.
Yes, correct.
Who can be one through true devotion.
What is devotion? The devotion comes through love only. Unless you love her, you cannot get devotion. And without love, I am devoted to you, I am devoted, it is of no use, you will not do anything. If you are not devoted to your guru, and if you do service, you will do it with half a mind. So 100% with a full surrender doing, it comes only when you love the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So that love, so that is called bhakti. Parama prema bhaktiritu chate.
Mm-hmm.
The Narada Sutra, Bhakti Sutra, it starts with defining what is bhakti.
Mm-hmm.
Parama prema. The supreme love. I have told you so many times. What is supreme love? There are loves at three levels. The first level is bodily infatuation with each other. That's all. It is a gross way. She looks beautiful, I love you. Oh, you look handsome, I love you. That's all. It is a gross way. The second type of love is where both of them think alike. So their thoughts coincide. You go to the hotel, you just go through the menu. I think today we will have gulab jamun. Hey, I was just thinking of it and you had told it. They were both thinking of it. Or both of them go and sit in the Vasishtha Goan looking at the mountain. Ah, look here. I wish I could remain here forever, lost in this nature. Oh, I was about to tell the very thing I say. So both of them think alike. This is the second level where the minds have become identified.
Mm-hmm.
The first level is where the bodies become identified. The second level is where the minds become identified. When your entire soul becomes identified with the soul, where you disappear, only one remains. Either you call him that lady or you call him you, there is only one. That's all. And that stage is the ultimate transcendental love, the supreme love. That's all.
Then Om Nishkrodhaye Namaha.
This is a very important thing. What is the meaning he gives you?
Salutations to the Divine Mother who is without anger.
This is an insult to the Divine Mother. The one who has created angers, the one who has created fears, all the negativity and positivity have been created by her, and they say, you have got no fears. Meaningless. But most of them, they translate like this. Actually, it means there are two types of giving meanings to certain words. That is called the samasa, the samasas. There is one samasa, which is called the tatpurusha. There is another samasa, which is called bhuvrihi. They have got opposite types of meaning. But shantananda, if you tell one word, shantascha anandascha shantananda, this is the samasa. The one who is quiet and who is embodiment of ananda. The another one is shantaha ananda isvatsa. By seeing whom, the other man's ananda is lost. The moment, ayyo, Vandutara, yes, come, my lord. You are happy and this fellow has come to bore me for 2 hours. So, then, no ananda. All the ananda becomes shanta. Similarly, here it means, nirgataha krodhaha yasmatisaha. Because of whom all your angers are going away. By whose glory your desires are going away, he is also called Nishkrotha.
So the Divine Mother helps us to get rid of
Krotha. Mm-hmm. So similarly, Nirlobhai Namaha, it is the worst insult. Oh God, you have got no greed.
Mm-hmm.
You are not praising her. Mm-hmm. On the contrary, you are insulting her.
Mm-hmm. Very beautiful.
So it only means by whose glory you can get rid of your greed. That's all.
And Om Samsha.
The one, because of whom others are I or we get rid of our robha, our krodha. So this is another important.
Beautiful.
That's all.
Om Samsha Yagne Namaha.
That is okay. Gni means always the one who annihilates. See, Gni means to kill. So, the one who kills is called Gni. That's all. So, Samshaya Gni means the one who destroys all your doubts. Samshaya means doubts. Samshaya Gni. In Madras, in Mailapur, there's a place, hear me, which is called Mundakkanniyamman. It's all wrong. Mundaka was an asura which comes in the other one, here also it comes. So, Mundaka Gni was the original name. It became Mundakkanni. Mundaka Gni, nobody was pronounced as very Tamilian. It will not enter their mouth even. So, they say Mundakkanni.
That's okay. It. Such a big difference. Om Bhoginiyai Namaha.
Hmm?
Bhoginiyai Namaha.
Om Bhoginiyai Namaha. Bhoginiyai Namaha means the one who does the bhoga of all your karmas. See, the karmas don't come to us, then where can it go? It goes back to the one who created all this. All. But I don't know what they are given.
Om Hridhyayai Namaha.
Hridhyayai Namaha, the one who is so fascinating to the heart. The heart likes her.
So the Divine Mother is in all our hearts.
In our hearts. But Hridya means that which you love you with all your heart is called Hridya.
Mm-hmm.
The one who is capable of being loved with all the heart, See, her character is such. So you would automatically love her. That's it.
Om Vahni Mandala Vasanyaya.
Vanhi Mandala, I told you.
Vanhi.
Vanhi Mandala Vasanyaya. That is only the one who sits in a circle of fire. What is the fire? It is not everybody you can approach her. The one who is pure only can approach her.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they will all be burnt to ashes with impurity. So that means she is in a circle of fire, surrounded in the circle of fire.
Om Tapatri Agni Santapta Samakla.
Tapatri Agni Santapta Samakladra Chandrikayi Namaha. She is just like the moonlight, Chandrika. Samakladana. See, the moonlight always makes us happy. Samakladana means to make one happy. Then, for whom? Whom does it make it happy? Tapatri Agni Santapta. Those who are completely miserable. By which here the word used is such, which is used those who have been heated to misery by the three types of dukkhas.
Physical problem.
Tapa means dukkha. So what are the three types?
Physical, mental and supernatural.
Sure. Meaningless. The three ones are Adhyatma, Adi Bhautika, then Adi Daivika. That is, the miseries come because of you. Your miseries are due to you. Today they gave me Gulab Jamun, 8:25, so naturally I got stomachache. Nobody else is responsible. So it is called personal. That is Adhyatmika. Atma, Adhyatma. Adhi plus Atma, that which Adhi means, that which relates to yourself. So, Adhyatmika. The second one is Adi Bhautika. You are not the cause, somebody else is the cause. Some other one, the scorpion has bit me. I am in misery because the scorpion has bit me. Some other one has given me the trouble. Or, a thief came into my house and took away all my money and all that. So somebody else has given it. This is called Adi Bhaktika. The third one is due to acts of God. Like?
Any curses?
Sure.
No, earthquakes, volcanoes.
Yes. Floods.
Floods.
Yes.
So,
and the third name is?
Third name is Adi Daivika. Deva means God. So Adi Daivika, that relates to God, acts of God.
So all these triple fires.
So the triple, but the one who becomes miserable because by these three, for him, she comes like the moonlight and she makes him happy. That's all.
Then
Om
Tamo.
The one who removes all your darkness of ignorance. What does he say?
Dispeller of ignorance. Dispeller of ignorance.
That's all right, not bad.
Om Vishwa Sakshinye Nama. This is nice.
Yes. You see, she just looks at the entire world, whatever is happening. She's unmoved. She just looks like a witness. Witness is one who does not participate in the act. If he participates in a murder, he can't be a witness for the murder. You have to book him as a convict to be put into the prison.
Vishwa Sakshinye
Namaha. The entire world, whatever is there, he doesn't interfere.
Mother doesn't interfere.
No. She is just looking at them all as a witness. She is not perturbed. Oh, Pakistan is shelling India. Like that she doesn't make.
She's just watching. And Om Nirvana Sukhadaninye Namadhu.
Nirvana means moksha. The one who gives you the ananda of moksha.
And Om Shikantartha Sharir
Sharirinivaha. The Ardhanarishvara, Shri Kanta is Lord, the Lord Shiva. Ardha Sharirinivaha, the one who shares half the body of Shiva. Hey, everything is there. No.
But when you say it, Guruji, it's beautiful. Om Mano Vacha Vacha
Jama Gocharayin. The one who is beyond word, beyond speech and beyond action. See, whatever action you make, you cannot get her. You know, whatever you may describe her through words, you cannot describe her. And you conceive of what is God is like. Any of whatever you may conceive is wrong. She is not that. He cannot be caught by your mind. And I told you one reason for the mind why it's not catching. When something is going fast, it cannot catch that.
Yes, I like
when it is go slow only, it can catch.
That I really like this.
So, if the mind goes on at that speed, today, this second it can think of Switzerland. Next second it can think of Australia. The next second it can think of Africa. No jet can go at that speed. So, it is going at that speed. How can we catch anything? This one is motionless. That which stands motionless cannot be caught by a moving substance which is moving at incredible speed.
Beautiful.
Thank you for your very nice sentences. I'm very happy to hear.
Om Gudane Preeta Manasa. Oh, that's why you give the rice and jaggery.
Rice and jaggery.
I didn't even know this.
She likes it. She likes
rice.
What is called? Shakra Pongal.
Oh, Shakra Pongal.
Yes.
Ma likes Shakra Pongal.
This one, Om Bhasha Rupaye Nama.
She is in the form of all languages because what happens is all the languages, they are to communicate. Your ideas and all that, your thoughts and all that. So, who has made you think of? How do you know her to be written like this? How do you know her to be written like this? She has given inspiration to some. Can you now find out a language and make it popular? You can't.
Guruji, Om Dadhyar.
Dadhyar Nasaktakardhya, you know. The one who liked the curd broth.
Curd rice.
Dadhi means curd.
Mother likes curd rice. Divine Mother likes curd rice.
Number
512,
page 189.
See, all these things have got another meaning. Gudana Pritamansa, Anna means this matter. This is all matter. Then, if you make it sweet, in the sense, talk to people sweetly.
Yes.
And wherever there's a distressed one, give him words of advice, just sweet.
That is Shakra Pongal.
Then she likes that mind.
Beautiful.
That's all.
So the meaning of Shakra Pongal is? No, wait, not here.
Similarly, what is Dityanna? Diti represents purity white.
Oh.
So she likes the mind which is absolutely pure.
Beautiful.
And it is also all the annas are cooked annas. Cooked in the sense, you have been absolutely mellowed by austerities, by love.
Beautiful.
And you have been matured enough. And now you have become pure. Now she likes you.
So nice.
If you tell somebody else, all absurd, you may say. Just as I told some people, this is all absurd. But
Om Ati Garvitaye Namaha.
Ati Garvitaye Namaha. You see, Adigarita means the one who is highly proud. How could the mother become highly proud? She started with Srimati Renuha. She is a mother. When the child gets first and gets a golden medal in his embassy, she will not be satisfied.
Yes.
So, Adigarita is the one by seeing the good sadhakas who are going the right
way. She's very proud of her
children.
She's
proud. Oh, my child is coming up. But you see what they have written? The one who is highly proud.
No, salutations to the Divine Mother, who is very dignified.
Who is very dignified? Is there any meaning?
No.
And the Mother is not some figure.
Mm.
So where is the question of dignity there? Garva means pride. Garvita means the one who is proud.
Mm.
It's a simple meaning.
Om Chaitanya Arghya Samara.
Chaitanya Arghya Samara Dhyayinama. You see, look here. The next one is Chaitanya Kusuma Priyayinama.
Mm.
Fool, why do you offer all these flowers? Offer your soul to her. The Chaitanya, the one who is aware of his self. That is Chaitanya. Chaitanya means that consciousness. So, when once you merge your consciousness with the Supreme Consciousness, then that is like offering a flower to the Lord. You are offering yourself to the Lord when you are only in consciousness. The mind is completely gone. So that is the stage. That's all. What is that all? The meaning?
This, they've written salutation to her who is best worshipped with offerings of the spirit.
That
as Arghya.
Not bad.
Not
bad. Chaitanya Arghya Samaradhyaya Namaha. Arghya means normally worship the sun and all that by taking the water and then giving anjali. So don't give the water anjali. Give a Chaitanya anjali. You just offer it to her. So, so all the question delegating. What is the previous one? What is this?
I lost it.
Chaitanya Gisamara Dhyayama. Chaitanya Kusampriya, the previous one.
Salutation.
See, it should be here somewhere when you see the next page.
I got it. You want the previous one, Guruji? Om Thera Samacharya.
Sure. Now, just now you read Chaitanya Kusampriya Namaha. Then uska earlier name. The previous one. Hey, bring it here.
Here, these two.
See here. Chaitanya Kusampriya Namaha. Chaitanya Arghya Samaradhyaya Namaha. The one who is doing worship, is being given worship by the Arghya of one's own consciousness. That's all. And he says to her, who is best worshipped with the offerings of the spirit as Arghya. So she means you give whiskey and alcohol as Arghya. What does he mean? Spirit. Beautifully as written. Who offers the spirit as his Arghya to bring some soda whiskey?
Really? There's one salutations to her who transcends even the state of peace.
That's
Om Shante Kal Atme.
They are all for different item, man. We are only at one. Where do you go to something else?
Sorry.
See, this, he means only the soul.
Sure.
That's the consciousness.
Good.
You are that, Prajnanam Brahma.
Mm-hmm.
So you offer the soul to her, be identified with her, then there is no you.
Okay.
That is called Chaitanya Arghya Samaradhyaya.
Then tell the next. Guruji, this Om Abhyas.
Enough.
It's a Guru Om Abhyas.
Abhyasa Jyata Yirma. How can you know her? As Lord Krishna says, Abhyasena Kaunteya Vairagyena Chagrikyate. Your only sadhana is repeat. The name of the mother, the japa of the mother, by that, and also by vairagya. Vairagya is not easy. Do the abhyasa first.
Mm.
That's all. So, abhyasa atishaya. By doing a vast amount of abhyasa, again and again.
Vairagya means detachment. Vairagya.
Not vairagya doesn't come here. That he omits. It is difficult. So, he only talks of abhyasa. Go on repeating the name again and again and again throughout your life. Go on repeating the japa. That is called abhyasa. So by that, you can know her. Only that can give you the knowledge of the Divine Mother. Over. Finished.
Om Tarun Aditya Patal.
His pronunciation is worse than mine. I think even the Esther's is better. Because Vairagya and Abhyasa, because Vairagya is detachment, no attachment to anything, no attachment to body.
Guruji, Om Manipur Antar
Rudita in Maha.
One who emerges in Manipura Chakra.
The mother, she is manifested in these six chakras. So Manipura, Udita means the one rises. The one who rises in the Manipuraga, later on he says Swadhisthana Amajagataya Namaha, the one who is in the Swadhisthana. Then later on she will say Sahasrana Ambujarudhaya Namaha, the one who lives in the lotus of Sahasrara. So like that, there are six things are discussed. Enough. I am not a walking dictionary man. I have read them when I was 15 years old and you are asking me now. It is tiring my 86-year-old mind.
Esther's happy today because yesterday she
missed. It's saying salutations to her who is Sadashiva, who is also Shiva.
Where? For
Om Sadashivaya Namah.
Oh, it means how Sadashiva comes.
Because
she is also Sadashiva.
Because of that,
she is also Sadashiva. She is everything. You can say Om Vishnave Namah. She is also Vishnu.
Mm.
You can say Om Murugaya Namah. She is also Murugan.
Mm.
Not big gun. I don't know all the meanings. So somewhere there, I don't know.
Why do you spoil it after by saying like this?
It's a long, long time ago, which I've read, so. I am giving all the meaning because of my knowledge of Sanskrit. But I make it so the context. But for many like Akrodhaya Namaha, all these insults I couldn't bear. So I give a real praise to the mother.
But once you have to catch you in the mood to do one by one. This somehow we extracted very naturally. But once you have to thank you for all the thousand. It'll be so great. The living children, people like my mother, all will love the Lalita Sahasranama. It'll be like a sweet pill.
Anyway, I was brought in the Sri Vidya lore.
Which one? A few minutes. Bandiniyadi Samanvitayai Namah.
You see, the Sri Chakra which is made, there are so many circles, then squares, then each one is called one circle. She is inside all the nine circles. So each circle has got a separate in charge. Just like a big king has got a viceroy over each place, a governor in each place. So like that, one of the governor's name is Bandini. So like that, they are the people who are there. So first you do namaskaras to them all. Before you go to the collector, you have to do namaskar to the peon. Otherwise he won't allow you inside. You have to do like this to the peon. So like that, these are all the small goddesses who are there. So she says, they are all giving worship to the mother. But then Vyadi Samanvita, the one who is along with, Samanvita means the one who is in the company of the various those subsidiary goddesses, the semi-divine goddesses or subsidiary goddesses like Bandini. Bandini Vyadi means Bandini, etc., etc.
Bandini Bhuvaneshwari.
Yes, Bandini, etc., etc. Not Bhuvaneshwari is different. This is Bandini or different Avarana Devatas. There are so many, like this, say, Ashwarudha, she is one. So like that, so many people are there. Yes, Bandini, yoginis, they're all there.
Why does that line come, Yogananda?
There, yoga represents
union.
Your practices of trying to join yourself with the highest. Yes, sir. So that gives you ananda. With that you get the ananda. That's all. You got ananda.
Okay.
Swami,
so Sadashivananda ji loves Paramahamsa Yogananda ji a lot. He went to the West, no?
Yes, he went there to the Samadhi.
In Los Angeles.
Yes, you see, in the Samadhi is, there are several tires. You see, there is no place for each man one place. So, there are several tires. So Paramahamsa will open the third tire or the fourth tire, then they will say, here is the Samadhi, like that. See, there may be 10 Samadhis, one over the other. Just like an almera, having several drawers, they are kept, the bodies are kept like that. There is no other way.
So in Los Angeles, you are talking about California?
Yes, yes, yes. She has been kept like that. She went there one day, the one who is in charge of Lakshmi told him, hey, do not come after 6 o'clock, nobody will be there, it will all be closed like.
To Swami Sadashivananda ji?
Yes.
Listen to me.
But he was delayed. He was driving fast, that car. It's California. So he has to be very careful. Suddenly he found a police car coming alongside with him. And then he said, now I am gone, they'll make me stop and put me inside. When he came very near, the police officer was there, who was himself driving, he simply said, went away. Go slow. And finally he reached there at 6:45. Everything was close line. You know what to do. He just thought, I will do my namaskaras just where the doors are there. And he went near, the shutters, they opened by themselves. Then he thought, there's that big key and the lock. So one doesn't know whether it's locked or not. It's not yet locked, she's inside. Let me. The other man who came along called her. Nobody answered. Nobody was there inside. Then he went and sat there in meditation. And while in meditation, he heard the shuffling noise of his chappals. What happened was, during his last days, a lady presented with a chappal which was 3 size larger than himself.
Yogananda ji.
So, if you take it, it will fall down. So, he has to shuffle like this and go. That's what he was doing. So, he heard it. Hari Om Krishnamurti. Namaskaram. A correction, please. I'm not very sure. About 10 shlokas before the end, in 171st shloka, it should be Kaulini Kevalanargya Kaivalyapadadayini. Kaulini Kevalanargya Kaivalyapadadayini. Kaulini Kevalanargya Kaivalyapadadayini. Perhaps I have told Anargya. It should be only Anargya because it's a continuous word, one word, the entire thing. Kevalanargya Kaivalyapadadayini. So I'm not sure whether I told Anargya or Anargya. So if it is anargya, it has to be cut. It has to be made short as kevala anargya kaivalya vadadahini. That's all. It's 171. This is okay. 161. काम केली तरंगिता, काम केली तरंगिता नहीं, यहाँ तो काम केली लिखा है, इस काम केली तरंगिता, फर्स्ट लाइन, राइट साइड, सेकंड श्लोक
కౌలిని కేవల అనర్ఘ్య పదదాయిని 162
కౌలిని కేవల అనర్ఘ్య